ויתן ייתן בבית של משיח בין מרדכי עליו השלום ברכה, השמחה והצלחה, ישועה, עשייה כבשמיה גדולה, וציפורה בת יפה, קדוש ברוך הוא, לשמור אותה, ייתן להצלחה, ברכה וישועה גדולה, ושמחה בן מקדם, בעזרת השם, על דברי תורה, אלוהים דיבר, תמרו נשמת מרדכי בן
What's the name of your father?
Moshiach.
Mordechai ben Moshiach.
And Moshe ben Eliyahu.
Moshe ben Eliyahu. And they should go up to Gan Eden, Bezrat Hashem. And he says he would like to relate over a Gemara that could teach us from a story that we can learn in the Gemara that could teach us how we could act in our life with this specific thing. He says there was a very big rabbi in the Gemara. His name is Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. He was at Tana. One of the holiest rabbis that the Jewish people ever had was this rabbi named Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes.
כל אדם שיש לו צרה ובעיה, יש סגולה שהיא כבר מאות אלפי, 2,000 שנה, כמעט 2,000 שנה. בזמן רבי מאיר בעל הנס, 1,800,000 כמה שנים, סגולה מאז שהיה רבי מאיר בעל הנס, מי שיש לו בעיה, אומר שמן למעון, הוא נשמת רבי מאיר בעל הנס.
It's known for over 2,000, for almost 2,000 years, that from the time of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, that if a person has any problem or any issue in his life, he could take a candle and light a candle, Le'ilui Nishmat Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, and he will have a Yeshua. That's how big Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes is.
אנחנו באופן אישי, בזמנים שראינו צריכים ישועה גדולה, היינו עם שמן למאור, Le'ilui Nishmat Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, וראינו ישועה גדולה, ישועה גדולה.
He says, the rabbi says, I'm quoting him, I personally saw in my life that when I had issues, big issues, Rabbi Meir Abu Hatzir, the Baba Meir, he was born through this gula.
Asaba Baba Sali,
his grandfather, the holy Baba Sali HaKadosh,
הרבנית הייתה בהיריון ומפילה, בהיריון ומפילה.
Kept getting pregnant and then miscarrying over and over again, and they were in a lot of pain about it.
באחד הימים במרוקו הגיע רב גדול מארץ ישראל לאסוף כסף לארץ ישראל.
And one time a very big rabbi came from Israel to Morocco to collect money for his yeshiva that was in Eretz Yisrael. And he entered into the Baba Sali's house.
The
wife keeps miscarrying and they can't have a son. They sat for a little while and they spoke. And then this rabbi told the Baba Sali HaKadosh, if you light Shemen Lama'or for Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, you light an olive oil candle for the neshama of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, your wife will get pregnant and she will have a baby. He says, you should know right now is a very auspicious time because it is the yard site also of a very big rabbi that lived in our time, Rabbi Yoel Misatmer, the Satmer Rebbe. Yoel Sheilot Utshuvot. Somebody here in America asked the Divrei Yoel a question. He says it's known that in every business and in every shul in the world for the Jewish people, there was always a tzedakah box that was in honor of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, in honor of his life, and anybody has a problem with health, give tzedakah, Le'ilui Nishmat Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, your problem goes away. If you have any other issues, tzedakah for that issue, and the problem goes away. So the Divrei Yoel asks a question. There was a guy here in America that had a tzedakah box for the honor of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes.
And when this
tzedakah box would fill up with a lot of money, once a year they would take this money and go and divide it to the poor people in Israel.
ואז באו לרבי יונה ואמרו לו, האם עכשיו אפשר להעביר את הכסף לארץ ישראל? האם נותר לקחת את הכסף פה באמריקה לישיבות, להשתמש בזה, ואחר כך להשלים את זה ונשלח את זה לארץ ישראל?
Can we take this money that's in the tzedakah box of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, and can we divide it here in America to the yeshivot, to the poor people in America, instead of sending it to Israel where we normally do?
כי צריך לדעת, מתי שאדם אומר, אני נותן את זה צדקה בשביל משהו מסוים, הוא בורא מלאך. ואם הוא משתמש בזה במשהו אחר, אז המלאך הזה זה נהיה.
No, that when you say you're giving tzedakah for a certain specific thing, you create an angel, and that angel is created for that specific task. You cannot now say that even though I put this money aside to give to the poor people, you can't all of a sudden take this money and do something else with it because you created a specific angel for that.
רבי יואל מסדמר מעריך ומתרץ תירוץ מהדין של הקופה.
Rabbi Yoel Misadmer goes extensively and then finally achieves an answer to this question.
אבל נראה מי זה, מה זה רבי מאיר בעל הנס.
But first I'm going to explain to you who is Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes.
הגמרא אומרת שאשתו הייתה צדיקה גדולה, קראו לה ברוריה.
The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes's wife, her name was Beruria, and she was a very, very righteous lady.
היא הייתה תלמיד חכם תורה, יותר גדולה מהם בתורה.
She knew so much Torah that the students of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes were afraid of her.
באחד הימים לקחו את אחותה.
She was taken by the enemy. To a
Bruria mal bana Rabbi Meir lech tatzil et achoti.
And Bruria tells Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, go save my sister.
Ani betzar achoti bamakom haze makom kashe me'od.
I can't believe that my sister is in such a dirty place. I need her to get out of there. You need to save her.
Rabbi Meir amar im chata'a ani lo yachol la'asot.
If she did not sin, I can still help her. The sister of his wife is residing.
Haya shama shoter shel ha'melech. צבא של המלך ששומרים שהנשים סגורות במקום ולא יוצאות ולא הולכות.
There was a soldier of the king standing at the entrance here to make sure that nobody leaves the establishment and nobody comes in that's not supposed to be there.
ואנשים באים לעשות עבירות, משלמים באים לעשות עבירות.
People were coming, paying money to do averas, to do bad sins with the woman there, and they would pay money and this guard would let them in and out.
רבי מאיר הסתיר את הפנים שלו.
So Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes hid his face.
נכנס ביקש למקום איפה שאחות גיסתו נמצאת.
So he came in pretending to be a customer asking for a specific room and he asked to go see her.
בא וביקש עבירה והפנים היו מכוסות.
And he covered his face and he asked them to do sins with this person.
האחות של גיסתו שרבי מאיר אמר לו, התחמקה, אמרה, אני לא יכולה, דרך נשים, התחמקה שלא רוצה.
We on my schedule and I cannot do anything with you at the moment.
רבי מאיר הבין שהיא לא חטא והיא צדיקה ולא עשתה כלום.
She said the same thing to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir understood that she never did any sins, she never did anything bad.
יצא רבי מאיר לשומר, לשוטר ואמר לו, תיקח כסף, תביא לי את האישה הזאת.
Rabbi Meir goes to the guard that's standing in front of the house and he says to the guard, how much money I have money I want to take this woman with me if I give her to you even for money they'll kill me Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes says I promise you they will not kill you he says what kind of promise is that how could you guarantee that he says you see there's dogs right here that could kill a person easily these guard dogs go close to those dogs when they're going to come to bite you I want you to say the words Elaha Derabi Meir Aneni which means the God of so the guard tested this out slowly he came to the dogs and as he got closer the dogs tried to bite him he said Elaha Derabi Aneni and the dogs went away The soldier, the guard, saw the money from Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes and he let this girl go with him. A few weeks later, the upper management found out that this girl is no longer with them. They grabbed this guard, this soldier, and the king said, cut his head off for giving this girl away.
את אותו שוטר בא ומוריד את הסכין על ראש שלו נחתוך לו את הראש אמר את האדם מאיר ענני היד השתתקה של האדם שניסה לו את הראש
So when the Hademir Aneni and the person's hand got frozen in the air and he couldn't cut his neck off. So they asked him, what's going on? Cut his head off. And he saw that they couldn't, so he told them the whole story of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. So they tried to find him, but Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes ran away and he was saved. And from now on, any time that people have problems in the world, they derive from the story to say this verse, Elahad Meir Anen. We say it in Slichot, we say it in Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, we always say, the God of Meir, answer us. Such a special rabbi that he has such a power to be able to do such a thing and nobody else is. He says in all of the Gemara, he says if there's ever an argument, a disagreement in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, his contemporary, we always follow like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara tells us specifically that the law will not be like Rabbi Meir when it's versus Rabbi Yehuda. He says the reason why we don't follow the law like Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes is because he learned the Torah on such a deep level, on such depth, that it was impossible to achieve his logic, and therefore we couldn't follow the law like him. It wasn't realistic enough. There is in all of the Gemara, in all of the volumes of the Talmud, there's only one law that we follow like Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. What was the argument there, and what do we follow like Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes? The Gemara says, if there's a person who sins, so a Jew that sins, does he still remain like the son of Hashem? Is he like Hashem's son? Or does he become like a servant of Hashem? He says, anytime, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that all the time that a Jewish person keeps the laws and keeps the mitzvot, he's considered like the son to Hashem. Jewish person sins, he goes from the status of being the son of Hashem to being the servant of Hashem. If you see throughout Yom Kippur, throughout Rosh Hashanah, throughout Aseret Yimei Teshuvah, we say, Hashem, have mercy on us like a son. I should be like your son. This is where this concept comes from. And if I'm not like your son and I did a sin, then look at me like I'm your servant. Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes says, whether a Jew sinned, whether a Jew did not sin, he is always a son. He's considered the son of Hashem. This statement, we always mention the merit and the story of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Because in this specific place of where the only law that we follow, like Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, is in this case where we're all children of Hashem, whether we're sinners, whether or not. This is why Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes is so special. Therefore, on the holidays, on Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, we mention Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes because in case we did sin, which we did, we still are like children to Hashem. We're still like His children. Therefore, Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes invokes this extreme mercy in Shamayim that you're always the child of Hashem, no matter if you sin, no matter if you didn't sin, you're still always Hashem's child. We see the attributes of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Once upon a time, not like today, we have electric lights. Back then, they didn't have lights. We had candles. We always used to have candles. We always used to have, oil mara that every single week on Shabbat, Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes used to give a very big shiur. And after the shiur, everybody would go home.
Shabbat אחד, Rabbi Meir נתן שיעור ארוך.
One Shabbat, Rabbi Meir gave a very long class.
הייתה איזו אישה צדיקה שהייתה אוהבת הרבה את התורות של רבי מאיר, הייתה קשורה לרבי מאיר.
And there was one specific woman who used to love listening to the classes of Rabbi Meir Balna. She was very attached to his classes.
רבי מאיר התעכב.
Rabbi Meir waited.
עד שהגיעה לבית שלה, כבר נכבה לבעלה, אור, הנר.
Woman already, by the time she got home, it was already completely dark.
בעלה עמד ואמר, אני עושה נדר, שאת לא תיכנסי לבית. עד שלא תלכי ותרקי בפנים של רבי מאיר בעל הנס.
So her husband got very upset at her for coming home so late from the shiur of Rabbi Meir Bala Nes. He made her swear and make a vow that you're not allowed to come back home until you don't go back.